How do Berkshire and Berkshire companies protect themselves against lawsuit-heavy lawyers, and is it possible for American businesses to survive the financial and time-consuming costs of dealing with lawyers?
Well, it's a good question, and we've probably had less litigation than any company that, you know, with a $25 billion market value in America. But we were sued one time at Blue Chip Stamps. What was it for, Charlie? How many billion by some guy?
Lots.
Yeah, it was. You cannot protect yourself against lawsuits, and there's certainly a lot of frivolous ones. It's not been a drain on our time or money, but particularly time to date. And I think one thing you'd have to do is that if you ran into anything of that sort, you would not pay, and you would try to make life comparably difficult for the other party as they made it for you. But that has not been our experience so far. Charlie?
Yeah, well, I can tell an Omaha story on that one, which demonstrates the Berkshire Hathaway technique for minimizing lawsuits. When I was a very young boy, I said to my father, who was a practicing lawyer here in Omaha, "Why do you do so much work for X, who was an overreaching blowhard, and so little work for Grant McFadden, who is such a wonderful man?" And my father looked at me as though I was slightly slow in the head, and he said, "Charlie," he said, "Grant McFadden treats his employees right, his customers right, everybody right. When he gets involved with somebody who's a little nuts, he gets up from his desk and walks to where they are and extricates himself as soon as he can." And he says, "Charlie, a man like Grant McFadden doesn't have enough law business to keep you in school." "Ah, but X," he said, "he's a walking minefield of continuous legal troubles, and he's a wonderful client for a lawyer." Now, my father was trying to teach me, and I must say it worked beautifully, because I decided that I would adopt the Grant McFadden approach. And I would argue that Warren independently reached the same approach very early in life. Boy, has that saved us a lot of trouble. It is a good system.
We basically have the attitude that you can't make a good deal with a bad person. And you can, and that means we just forget about it. I mean, we don't try and protect ourselves by contracts or getting into all kinds of due diligence, or we just forget about it. We can do fine over time dealing with people that we like and admire and trust. So we have never, and a lot of people do get the idea, because the bad actor will tend to try and tantalize you in one way or another, and you won't win. It just pays to avoid them. We started out with that attitude, and maybe one or two experiences have convinced us even more so that that's the way to play the game.